Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Welcome back, folks, into Sports Talk here on the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to mix some black and gold Saints talk along with some fantasy football talk this hour. Joe Bartle, an expert at rotowire.com, will join us. You can chime in with your questions or comments for him about your upcoming fantasy draft at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. And then later on this hour, we'll talk to Ali Cosell, New Orleans Pelicans media member, talking about the newest addition for the black and Pelicans, Benedict Mathurin, shooting guard for the Birds, and seeing his expectations and hopes and dreams for this team going into the season. And hopefully they can stay healthy, and who knows if they're done making any other additions to this roster. I want to let everyone know that if you need a garage door, you can win one from WWL. Hurricanes and storms put every part of your home to the test, including your garage door. WWL and Ace Garage Door are giving you a chance to win the Hurricane Ready Garage Door Giveaway with a brand new garage door and installation that's worth up to $2,500. You can enter right now. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win. Get your home ready before the next storm threatens with Ace Garage Door and WWL. Checking out that Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line right now. Man, some of you comments out there are brutal. The Saints should part ways with Zach Wilson and Spencer Rattler. Wilson's proven on several teams he's not NFL ready, and Spencer will only produce 2 field goals and a touchdown at best. Get rid of both of these guys and pick up other proven QBs that might not make the roster. Well, that's one thing, scouring the whoever gets let go of these other ball clubs out there, and I don't know how that's really much better than what you have in-house right now. As for who's available out there on the open market, you got names like Russell Wilson and Jimmy Garoppolo. And I don't know if that's too interesting. I don't know if maybe folks are kind of downplaying how hard it is to come in and get up to speed with an NFL playbook. And obviously we're hoping we don't see Spencer Rattler or, you know, Wilson in action. But if, you know, you have to hit the emergency button, break glass, and pull the lever, both of these guys had at least been around the club right now. And I don't know about for you, Mario, kind of lean in. We kind of talked about this with Jeff Nowak, the Saints sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. Since there hasn't been a great separation between these guys, Rattler gets the edge to me just because he has been around longer.
Yeah, Rattler is still the guy, and I think a lot of this is recency bias because the entire team, including both of those guys, did not look good in the game against the Rams. But you also have to keep in mind that whether it's Sack or whether it's Rattler, and I'm with you, I think as things stand, it's definitely Rattler going into the season with a backup job. They wouldn't be playing with the same cast of characters. They'd be playing with the same starters, you know, Travis Etienne, David Edwards, some of these guys that we haven't seen. So at the end of the day, these are two guys with at least starting experience in the NFL. And it's better than going to call a Russell Wilson or somebody like that off the street, in my opinion.
I'm right with you there. Plus, like I said, these guys have been around. They've been digesting the playbook here. I don't know how quickly someone, a new face, could get up to speed in the Saints offense. We've been talking about this black and gold season preseason finale coming up on Friday in Dallas, taking on the Cowboys. They got some work in against them in California, Oxnard, California. That was their first joint workout before practicing with the Rams. And there's been that discussion of how much do starters, if at all, need to get action into this game. One of the guys at practice yesterday that was asked about it, linebacker Caden Ellis, here's what he had to say if he thinks that starters need to get in preseason action.
Look, I think as long as your team approaches it the right way and the you know, the mission is clear, the culture is clear, and the plan is clear, I really think you can make arguments all directions. When I first got in the NFL and I was with Sean Payton on very successful teams, it was the old school ramp up, you know, drive, a quarter, a half, and then the fourth game they sat, right? The starters, and we were successful. I've been in where we played a little bit of the first game and we came out rolling that year in Atlanta. I was in the last 2 years where, you know, we didn't play in any. And again, one of the years we started off hot. So and then now I'm here with this coach's staff, and you know they're talking about the plan, what they're going to do. Like, I think as long as you have the right guys, I think that's what's more important: the culture, the buy-in to the coaches, and what they're preaching. Because I mean, you look around the league, and you've seen Tomlin, Harbaugh, these guys that have had more success than almost anybody in the NFL, and you know they're going for it, and they're out there. And then you see people like McVay and the Rams, who are also as successful as anybody out there, and they're not playing any of them. So to me, it's really about the buy-in and the culture, what your coaches are selling you, and do you have the right culture for the players to pick it up and run with it?
Yeah, whatever that coach's philosophy is. Like you mentioned there with McVay, he's like, I'm not playing anybody.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the Saints is they're a young team. I feel like they don't have a culture, for better or for worse. So maybe there is something to be gained if you are making the argument that the Saints should play their starters.
For me, the biggest question is with the quarterback and Tyler Shuck. I know everybody wants to see him in action as well. Everyone's dying to get that glimpse again since, you know, last season, regular season action. But to me, if you're going to start Tyler Shuck in this game, you got to have the starting O-line with him as well. I don't want to put him in there with the second-teamers.
Yes, you definitely don't want to expose your quarterback in that way. And then you really have to weigh out how you're going to approach that situation. Like, if the starters go three and out the first time, are you going to pull them? If they go three and out two times in a row, are you going to pull them? Which maybe defeats the purpose of having starters out there in the first place. They're going to go out there and look sloppy. So it's a lot to consider for Kellen Moore, but Ellis makes some good points there. Definitely more than one way to skin a cat if you look across the NFL.
Yeah, like you mentioned, there, say Shuck does go out there, they end up going 2-3 and outs, and do you really want to put him in there again? And then you're going into the break, getting into week one on a big Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of feeling, oh, well, we couldn't even do anything against Dallas in a preseason game.
No, and it's tough. And I know we've talked to a lot of former Saints players on this station, you know, during the Breeze and Peyton era, that talked about, you know, going out there and scoring on both of their drives and how good that made them feel going into the season. So I think you just have to weigh the risk versus the reward if you're Kellen Moore.
I would like to see Shuck out there getting some reps. I'll get that series in there, honestly. As far as some of the other skill positions with running back, wide receiver, I'm definitely not throwing Etienne or Olave out to the Wolves in preseason action.
Yes, I don't want to speak for you, but the two people I absolutely do not want to see under any condition are Chris Olave and Chase Young. Those guys do not need preseason.
Chase doesn't need any more work either. He's good.
Yes, those guys have looked so good in workouts and the joint practices. I don't need to see any more. Everybody else, I probably could, to be honest.
Besides the talk about, you know, should starters play in the preseason finale, another one's definitely been around the black and gold going into season, needing to get off to fast starts, whether it's offense and defense. Caden Ellis was also asked about that.
I think a lot of times people really want to obsess over the result of starting fast. I think much more important are, you know, again, your culture, like what you bring. So like if I were to verbalize it in my terms, I'd say, is there execution? Like, did everybody do their job? Did everybody know their job on the, you know, to start the game? Were we, did we know our job? Did we do our job? Was there effort? Were guys running to the ball, running to make the tackle, running to get that extra block on offense? And then was there energy? Like, did you celebrate when you made a play? Were you excited for your teammates? Was the juice there immediately? And I think if you get those categories correct, oftentimes you're going to have plays that you are very excited with. It's going to be a three and out or a touchdown to start. But sometimes, like, the other team gets paid too. And sometimes you may have those three things right, but someone on the team makes a great play, right? And if that's the case, it's okay. Like, it still doesn't mean you didn't start fast, in my opinion. Like, to start fast means to approach the game the right way and to have your culture at the forefront at the beginning of the game. And that's going to carry you through all four quarters and overtime if you get there. And that will, more times than not, be the recipe for a three and out to start the game, for a takeaway, for points on the first drive. That's my opinion.
Definitely understand what Caden Ellis is saying there. But man, oh man, you know, the first quarter struggles were way too prevalent last year between the offense not being able to score and then the defense giving up the points. So you felt like every game it was a 10-0 hole going into the second quarter.
Yeah, and that's not a good thing, right, if you're starting games constantly from behind. And that's why on the Spanish broadcast, we were so pumped during the first preseason game, because right off the bat, you get that big kick return. Audric Estime breaks three tackles on his way to the end zone.
Right.
And that needs to be a theme. I know off the top of my head that the Saints only had 29 points in first quarter points the entire season last year. That is pathetic. That's like a good quarter for Sean Payton and Drew Brees, right? Like,
I think it was
game.
Only one touchdown all year, too, the first quarter.
Yeah, so offense, defense, special teams, to Caden's point, they just got to start faster. Otherwise, it's not going to be a good thing.
Caden Ellis, now linebacker in this black and gold defense, filling in that role that Mario Davis left in free agency for the New York Jets. So it's Ellis's first taste of working with defensive coordinator Brandon Staley. He was asked, describe what that communication is like with his defensive coordinator.
You know, you can take that from, like, philosophically, like, the why to play this way, you know. His major aspects for us as a defense, for us as a team, he does that. He also does it, the why to why we play this technique, why we play this coverage this way. He's extremely detailed. And I think that really allows us to be, you know, free and play out there, not because he's overrunning us with details, but because he's giving us the detail, the why, the scheme, the schematic, the culture. This is why we do what we do, because we want to win, because we want these outcomes on the field. And when that's clear to you as a player, it allows you to play fast, because you understand what we're trying to give them. You understand what we expect of ourselves. You understand the standard that's set every day, and it allows you to go out there and excel within that standard.
Another part of that linebacking room going into his second season in black and gold, Danny Stutsman. I know fans are very excited about this guy and what he can do. Caden Ellis was asked about what has stood out, Danny Stutsman, about him, getting to know him.
It's been cool to watch him play. I remember last year when I was watching the film from the other place, and I was like, did Pete get a neck collar, right? Because it was 28-20, so sometimes far away film, you couldn't tell the difference. But man, I think he's a similar athlete, and that's an extremely high compliment. Like the way that he goes and he plays this game, he's got good length and size and strength. He's also fast though, and he plays with the good amount of bend, a good strike. Like, he plays the game the right way. He's smart. He's intelligent, and he's another guy that's out there making plays. Another reason I think our linebacker core can help drive his team.
Don't see too many guys with the neck roll nowadays or neck collar. You know,
it's rare, but you know, he's out there doing it. Makes it look good. It's got to be. He just, you know, he wants fullbacks, I guess. Fullbacks in the hole. He's doing good, though, man.
Do you immediately gather an assumption about the way that a player plays if they have that on?
For sure. but that's what, you know, that's the thing about Danny is, you know, normally if you see a guy out there in coverage with that thing on, you're just throwing it there. But he's a great athlete in space, and so he may be trying to deceive them, get some interceptions. You know what I mean?
Caden Ellis there asked at the end about that neck roll that Danny Stutsman wears. And, yeah, you know that guy's bringing the wood if they're wearing that.
Yeah, I appreciate a neck roll in 2026, especially on a linebacker. Totally echo Caden's sentiment there.
And happy to have Ellis back in the mix for this team. Was a seventh-round pick for them in 2019. Kind of like something to me with Malcolm Jenkins, ended up, you know, on this roster, leaves and ends up coming back. Was always a guy that I felt was really productive here and definitely filling a major need with DeMario Davis out the picture. You kind of heard that football IQ We know he's all around the field as well. Caden Ellis back in black and gold. Looking forward to seeing what he can do this season. I'm curious about fantasy football. You're going to want to lock in for our next segment coming up. You can chime in as well on the Oakwin Heart Jewelers Talking text line with comments or questions. Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire, is going to join us this Wednesday for Fantasy Frenzy. So keep it locked right here on WWL after this.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Back here on Sports Talking every Wednesday, now that we're into football season, folks, we're going to be talking Fantasy Frenzy. Joining us right now, Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire. Thanks for the time, Joe. How you been doing? You ready to get drafting?
Yeah, I mean, what? We're close to 2 weeks away from actual NFL games taking place. I'm pumped, but how dare you assume I haven't already drafted? I'm a fantasy football expert. I'm like 12 teams deep now at this point. Come on now.
Have you done actual leagues or are you just doing mock drafts?
Oh, no. We have done actual redraft leagues. I've done dynasty leagues. I'm probably, 60-plus best ball drafts in at this point. No, we are well prepared with the ADP. Don't you worry.
Oh, I got to be honest with you. Obviously, we're getting this information out for our audience, but guilty as charged, I have a fantasy football draft tonight, so I'm just as curious for my own information. And I think this is the first time ever, Joe, that I have won the first overall pick in this draft, and I'm pretty excited, kind of leaning towards, obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson. Take your pick right there with either one of those, but is there a possibility or is there any kind of, argument that you could say in a standard PPR league to go for a wide receiver like a Jamar Chase, depending on how you feel about his injury that just happened the other day?
Yeah. I was going to say, first off, congratulations on finding a draft date where there wasn't a critical injury happening day of. I know Sunday was Ash Jenty day yesterday. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, it's still happening. Yeah, there could be time. Yeah. Sunday was Jenty day. Yesterday was Chase. And, of course, Olave kind of is a factor as well, too, in that yesterday. I don't think there is any debate. It either is Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. However, who goes number one is definitely a worthwhile conversation. I guess, first off, which platform are you drafting on? ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, anything like that?
It's on ESPN.
Okay. So that actually changes my answer. And I want anyone listening right now to understand that the ADPs on the sites are dramatically different across the board. Your roster on ESPN might be very different than Yahoo, might be very different than CBS. Sleeper, for example, is the high-stakes platforms as well. I think ESPN's drafts are incredibly running back heavy early on, which we even get receivers that probably should be going later, should be going earlier, pretty late in your drafts. When it comes to Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, I feel like I'd rather have Bijan over Jahmyr Gibbs outright. Like, if it's just here, let's draft one roster to win it all, I would rather have Bijan over Jahmyr Gibbs. It's a little bit of the concern that I don't think Jahmyr Gibbs, if he gets more workload, we think he will in Detroit, if he can hold up with it. We know Bijan can, but also Bijan can have those massive weeks as Jahmyr Gibbs too. The difference ends up being Jahmyr Gibbs has, I think, by week six.
Sounds like we kind of lost Joe there, broken up a bit. We'll try calling him back. But yeah, that was definitely my philosophy going into this, weighing the options there. And due to the quarterback situation with the Atlanta Falcons too, I think they're obviously going to be a lot more run heavy than you might expect. So kind of leaning towards taking Bijan overall, number one overall, for me at least, even though I know it's kind of sacrilege being in Saints land, thinking about having an Atlanta Falcon taking number one overall in the draft. Seeing we got Joe back on the line. Sorry things broke up there, Joe. But you were talking about how different ADPs with you know, ESPN and other outlets.
Yeah, the service knew I was going long-winded, so I wanted to make sure I got to the point with that. I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. Really, the issue ends up being Bijan Robinson is bye week 11. Jahmyr Gibbs is bye week 6. On ESPN, on that 2-3 turn, that 4-5 turn, where you'll be picking the running backs that normally come back, Quinshon Judkins, Dave Montgomery, they have the same bye week as Bijan. So it's something you have to be mindful of. That's the only difference to separate it for me, is I'll take Jahmyr Gibbs at number one overall most times, because the running backs I like often have bye week 11. You can, however, not like the running backs that I like other ones, and you're safe. I think outright Bijan's probably the right answer over Jahmyr Gibbs, but man, you're really splitting hairs.
Joe, we're on the Saints flagship station right now, and people down here are excited about Tyler Shuck, with him leading the Saints to a winning record as a starter last year. But from a fantasy perspective, how do you view Tyler's value there, and do you think there will be a rushing element that's maybe a little underrated with Tyler in fantasy?
Yeah, he's often going, let's just say, quarterback 20. So he'll have Baker Mayfield, Jordan Love, Kyler Murray, all go ahead of him. Ends up being like Tyler Shuck or Cam Ward, Tyler Shuck or Sam Darnold. And that way, I think it's totally fine. The only issue is there's a bunch of other rushing element quarterbacks that would probably be valued higher. And I think everyone has some rightful concerns. Can Tyler Shuck repeat over the course of a season when defenses are prepared for what that offense looks like? I love Chris Olave. I would love Chris Olave even more if Jordan Tyson was healthy. We'll see what his status is. I would imagine you guys are monitoring that very closely.
Oh, yeah.
Really, for the first month of the season. If you told me you get 14 weeks of Jordan Tyson and Olave, I'm in on Tyler Shuck as maybe quarterback 15, 16. I just don't know if we can have that confidence given the hamstring issues he's had throughout college. So to me, it is much more of what's the other pieces around them in New Orleans that matters for Shuck as opposed to his standalone fantasy value.
I'm going to dip back over to the running backs and looking at here as well for all our Saints fans out there. Right now, Alvin Kamara's dinged up. We don't know if he's going to be ready for week one of the season, but the main man, as we know, they acquired Travis Achane in free agency. Looking at him, what could folks expect him to be taking in? And I know, like, the local drafts here, Achane might end up going a little bit higher because it is a big Saints crowd.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I think I would feel a little bit differently if we knew Alvin Kamara was playing for the majority of the season. Obviously, he's on his last legs. It's a franchise icon. There's a lot of people, at least in the fantasy community, that are like, oh, Alvin Kamara's going to get traded. And I'm like, no, that's never going to happen. Like, he matters to the Saints. I love that about that, and I think they could have used him in the rotation at least early on. Good news is Achane, I think, is a good substitute for what you would want that offense to look like out of a three-down workhorse back. I don't think you have to draft them any earlier than the third round and back into the third round. There are guys like Kyron Williams, for example, the Rams offense figures to be really good. You could even say Breece Hall if you believe that he's going to be a bigger factor within that offense than the Jets, although he has a groin injury as well. I think that's probably the range I would choose Achane at, as opposed to even a little bit earlier. But it gets a bit muddled because we've had Jeremiah Love out with the sprained ankle. He might not be available week one, the number three overall pick for the Cardinals. And then Ashton Jeanty, remember, a couple days ago, has the ankle sprain that has been deemed better or closer to low than high. That was an Adam Schefter report yesterday that irked me to no end as to what that is supposed to mean. Genty's kind of fallen into that third round range as a result. I would rather have Genty over Achane, but it does become close, and I think it's more about how brittle Achane might be. And I think there's some concerns that if he has to be take on a true three down workhorse role, he won't be able to do that. So that's maybe where his value is blind.
Joe, I'm interested in what you said earlier about the ESPN leagues and getting good value with wide receivers, because I have the number 6 pick in my draft, same league as Steve, and we had a different fantasy expert on last week talking about how high he is on A.J. Brown with a new change of scenery. Can you give me one wide receiver specifically that you're willing to draft aggressively, and then one wide receiver that you're maybe letting go to somebody else?
Yeah, A.J. Brown's a great call. And on ESPN, he's more like a mid-third-round pick, so probably in your range, where in the high-stakes platforms, he's a mid-second-round pick. So that's about a 10 to 12-pick ADP difference. I love A.J. Brown. Frankly, the answer is just the NFC South, because Drake London qualifies in that same range. He's more like a mid-third-round pick as well, too, on ESPN. The true answer for me, and maybe this hurts you guys' a soul, I'm not sure, Chris Godwin is ridiculously undervalued on ESPN. In the high-stakes drafts, like the NFFC, FFPC, he's normally going about pick 65, 70. So that'd be a fifth or sixth round price tag. On ESPN, he's 130.
Wow.
That's about a 60-pick difference. Think about it, literally a half of a round or half a league difference on it. And I think Chris Godwin can easily be a wide receiver 3 for a team. You have a Mecca Buka that has maybe a turf toe, something going on with the lower body that makes me a little bit nervous. But more importantly, when Chris got, he has been Baker Mayfield's guy. I think the Buccaneers offense kind of needs to pass to be effective this year. I don't think the rushing attack will be all that good. And the defense is kind of problematic as well. They're going to have to score points. So Chris Godwin is kind of my ride or die among the receivers, and he's ridiculously cheap right now on ESPN. I think of avoiding the young tier of receivers. That would be right now. And then on ESPN, even though I am a Packer fan, for some reason Matthew Bolden is pick 78 or 80 in that range. Christian Watson's right next to him. If there's one thing we take away from this call today, take Christian Watson over Matthew Bolden. That's a ridiculous ADP difference. I have no idea why that's the case. I would much rather have any other receiver besides Matthew Bolden here. So I guess I'm fading Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, and probably Matthew Bolden on ESPN.
Joe, I got to ask you as well about tight ends. It's a position I seem to always wait too long on. I'm busy filling out, you know, wide receiver, running backs, more worried about that. Who are some maybe guys in the later rounds that you think would be good value adds so I don't end up having to scour the waiver wire for the entire season?
Yeah, it's an important part because this ends up being one of the bigger arguments that we have in fantasy thus far. If you want to take tight end early, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, even Colston Loveland, you're kind of forfeiting, I think, assets at running back and receiver. So it becomes, what do you want to do for your builds? I don't really ever judge anyone if they want a Bowers, McBride, or Colston Loveland, but it costs something for your other ways that you're building your roster. I would much prefer Tucker Kraft, who's about pick 100. I love Isaiah Likely, who ends up being like 120. Even Chigakonku, very last round selection, I think can be a tight end one. You are probably saying, I will get maybe 7 to 8 weeks out of the Isaiah Likelys and Chigakonkus in my starting lineups, where realistically, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Colston Loveland, they all should be in your lineup every single week, and I think produce tight end 5 or 6 production at worst. The one marriage of that philosophy is probably Tyler Warren to me. And I like Tyler Warren a lot. Obviously, the second-year tight end for the Colts. He is about 30 picks more expensive than Tucker Kraft, who I think has similar-esque potential. But I would just argue that if you believe Brock Bowers will be the number one focal point for the offense in Las Vegas, why can't Tyler Warren do the same exact thing for a team that's relying on Keenan Allen in, what, his age 87 season? It makes no sense to me why Tyler Warren isn't propped in the same universe that Colston Loveland is, was it going about a round and a half earlier. So, like, late-round tight ends, Isaiah Likely, Chigakonku, and then Tucker Kraft applies, at least on ESPN. But realistically, maybe the answer should be Tyler Warren.
Joe, always great info, man. What can folks find at RotoWire to help them with their drafts? I know I'll be on there today before I end up getting underway on the clock.
Yeah, well, first off, please follow me on JB Fantasy Sports on Twitter on X if you want. I have a lot of different content going on throughout the week. We have our waiver wire article already up. Yes, There is pre-draft waiver wire content available on RotoWire, which I'll have covered each and every week. But more importantly, if you want a RotoWire subscription, it's a really good time because obviously you've got drafts going on today, tomorrow, this weekend as well. Code JIM, J-I-M-35, you see 35% off a RotoWire subscription. You can use our mock draft features. You can go ahead and read a lot of the articles. We've upgraded on the talent side of things with RotoWire itself, and a lot of really smart minds doing a lot of cool things within the fantasy football sphere. And we tackle a lot of the strategy stuff. Do you want to go tight end early? This is what your roster looks like. And we give you the tools to literally build that out, whether it be the mock draft or make your own custom sheets to go ahead and print out, scratch off, do whatever you want. Like, I think any sort of platform or tool that you want for fantasy football, RotoWire has you covered. So Jim 35 can see 35% off a RotoWire subscription.
Awesome stuff, Joe. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck to your continued draft, and hopefully I end up with a solid roster this year, because I ended up second to last place last season. Unacceptable.
Well, that's because you weren't calling me. That's now we're all set. You're going to have both of you guys make cover. There you go. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, Joe. Fantasy football expert at rotowire.com. Check him out at JB Fantasy Sports on X. Taking a break right now. Coming back, talk a little round ball. The Pelicans made an addition. Ali Cosell, Pelicans Media, will join us right here on WWL after this.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Wherever the day takes you, you can take WWL along, folks. Listen live to your favorite WWL shows, plus the news, weather, traffic, and local coverage you count on every day. Just open the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps and search WWL. Staying connected has never been easier. Back here on Sports Talk, getting ready for that Saints practice at Yulman Stadium. We'll be bringing you live coverage from that. Right now, getting into a little Pels talk. You might ask, why are we talking basketball right now? Well, they ended up making a move today, and it's been, I think, something in the making for some time now, helping us talk about this. New Orleans Pelican Media member, Ali Cosell, on the line. Ali, first off, how you been doing in this heat, man?
been doing better, right? I feel like it's maybe not as hot. And, of course, we're towards the end of August, so you can kind of see, right, the light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the summer. But, yeah, good. And it's even better that we're talking about some Pelicans because, my goodness, haven't we waited all summer just to hear something happen other than, of course, a coaching hire?
No doubt about it. And definitely all the criticism that you've been hearing from fans and even national media was the lack of, you know, roster construction, not doing anything in free agency. Well, the Pels made a move today, adding Benedict Mathurin, and something that I feel like this has been linked to them for over a year now. Why finally happen now? I'm not complaining, but just wondering, why did it happen now?
Yeah, it's several reasons. For instance, when he was still with the Pacers, the Pelicans checked in with them regarding a trade. And at the time, they were interested in Eve Missy. So a lot of us thought that something may happen between the two teams. But, of course, the Pacers switched gears, went with somebody more proven, right, in Ivaka Zubac, and Mathurin went to the Clippers. Fortunately for the Pelicans, the Clippers aren't that interested in retaining Mathurin for several reasons. But mostly, their roster, they've got over 15 standard contracts. And the writing was on the wall a week ago when they were in that big trade that ended up getting Peyton Watson moved from Denver to Cleveland. And in that deal, the Clippers got Max Strus. So plays the same position. They're already loaded at guard. So being a restricted free agent, nobody was sure would the Clippers try and extend him or would they move him. But after that deal where they got Strus, he completely became expendable. And that's why it sounds like the Clippers are just going to let him out of his contract, right? They won't extend that qualifying offer. So the Pelicans, in essence, are signing a free agent. So that's even better for them. They don't have to give up an asset to make this deal happen. But they will have to, Steve, clear a spot on their roster, because while they can have over 15 players now on their roster, before the start of the next regular season, they have to be at 15. And if they sign Mathurin, that would be a problem, right? Somebody who has to be let go. So expect for something else to happen, like whether Hawkins gets moved, maybe Jordan Poole, but something has to happen.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing, you know, the Twitter sphere out there, a lot of rumors surrounding Jordan Hawkins. We'll end up seeing what happens. But what does a guy like Mathurin bring to this Pel squad?
A lot. And it's really not surprising simply because it's a kind of a Troy Weaver type of player. Right, we know that Joe Dumars is the lead executive, but he's given a lot of control over to Troy Weaver in the construction of this roster. And just based on what Weaver did with Oklahoma City Thunder, Mathurin fits that mold where it's a strong physical player, a slasher. He loves guys that drive the ball into the lane and try and get to the rim and the free throw line. And that's what Mathurin does. And when he was with the Pacers, he could shoot the three ball pretty adequately. So he's kind of a volume shooter, right? Last year, there was only two players that came off the bench and scored more than 20 points than Benedict Mathurin. I think he did 13 times, right? There was only two other players that did it more. So he's kind of like that microwave score that I think every team needs. And so when you look at the Pelicans roster, it makes sense for him to kind of be that guy, that sixth man off the bench, give you a lot of points when needed, because that's kind of been his role in the past.
And Ollie, now with this move for the Pels, do you think they have anything up their sleeves, potentially filling out any other roster holes?
I think they're still sitting and watching, much like how Mathurin kind of unfolded based on what the Clippers decided to do. I still think they're keeping an eye on, for instance, Jalen Duren up in Detroit. Can they sign him, and will Jalen Duren sign? Because it sounds like, boy, it's been a bitter struggle, right? Not only with the contract negotiations, but word leaked out that the Pistons now value Ausar Thompson as their second most important player behind Cade Cunningham. So that has to be considered a slight to Duren's camp, to where you wonder, will he even sign anything? And maybe he'll just take a qualifying offer or just demand out. But I know that, of course, that's Troy Weaver drafted when he was in Detroit. And, of course, the Pelicans, they need desperately a physical center that they can rely on, right? We hope, all of us hope, Eve Missy can grow on that player. But so far, he hasn't proven that in his career. So Duren would be a shortcut to that, but we have to see how that unfolds in Detroit. I was more hopeful also with Wendell Carter. Right, the Pelicans need a center, and that's why I'm talking about centers. But Wendell Carter potentially being available, right? With the Magic, Jamal Mosley coached him last year. And at the time, a couple months ago, it seemed like they had an excess of centers. But Mo Wagner since then has moved on, signing with the Brooklyn Nets. So I don't think that's going to be potentially there. You still maybe wonder about Daniel Gafford, right? We just saw Klay Thompson. He got signed with the he's going to the Miami Heat.
Right.
The Dallas Mavericks agreed to a contract buyout. So you can tell they're kind of playing for the future. So would they be willing to give up Gafford, especially if, say, Derek Lively is healthy, because they just drafted Merez Johnson, right? That's another guy who needs minutes at center. So there are some things that I'm watching, including makes me think the Pelicans are too, right? They needed to shore up some weaknesses. They kind of already did with this move today, getting Mathurin, a shooting guard who can score, who plays kind of the way they like, physical, and is still young, but they still need a center. So I'm still watching, and I think they are too.
Ollie, definitely thanks. Appreciate the info, man. You mentioned the Miami Heat, too. Just curious, what are you thinking about that roster real quick before we let you run?
I still think they need, honestly, kind of a lead guard, right? Giannis can handle the ball, no doubt, initiate the offense. But, again, much like Zion in the past, if you don't have a guard, you're going to run into trouble executing offensively. And I think that's where they're at. They got some good supplemental players, but a lead guard to be considered, I think, maybe a championship contender out of the East.
You the man, Ollie. Always appreciate you. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You do too.
Ollie Cosell, Pelicans media member there, breaking down the newest addition for the Pellies, Benedict Mathurin, joining the squad. We'll see what lies ahead for the Pels come training camp coming soon as well. Going to take a break right now on Sports Talk, coming back right after this. Welcome back into Sports Talk, our Wednesday, August 26th edition. Getting ready for the Saints preseason finale on Friday, battling the Cowboys in Dallas. Our game day will start 3 p.m. Friday with First Take, me and Charlie Long. Then it's the countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert at 5 o'clock. Game time with Deuce and Haas and Long with Jeff Nowak on the sideline, 7 p.m. And that'll be the point after with the Cajun Cannon till 1 a.m., 10 hours of Saints coverage right here on WWL Radio. Before we shove out of here for this hour, getting ready to go to Yulman Stadium for Saints practice coverage with the crew, I want to let you know that tomorrow afternoon you can join us as we kick off college football down on the Bayou. You can join WWL for a special edition of Sports Talk with Saints legend Bobby Hebert and myself at the Rouse's Market in Thibodaux. We're going to count down to the big game between Nicholls State and Mississippi Valley State that actually kicks off the 2026 college football season. Hallelujah. Huddled up with the Cajun Cannon and myself. Come out and celebrate football. Get your weekend groceries at Rouse's on South Acadia Road in Thibodaux. That's tomorrow, 4 to 7 p.m. right here on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Looking forward to hearing all the action from today's session for the Black and Gold, seeing also who is in attendance taking part in this practice, considering all the injuries we've had for the Saints. Happy to hear that Audric Estime, though, seems to be good to go. Looking forward to seeing more of his hard running in this matchup against the Cowboys, because we know this running back room, you know, still a lot of depth pieces. That number three back is still unsettled at this point. To be determined.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity there, but let's definitely get through tonight healthy. That's the main thing for the Saints.
Amen to that. I'm Steve Geller for Mario Jerez. He'll be back with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, and also Bobby Hebert and Jeff Nowak joining you from Tulane's Yulman Stadium. First top of the hour news break, and then more sports talk right after this on WWL Saints Radio, folks. Who dat? Have a great day.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork.
With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.